Bonobos. 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 Maddie, Megan, Prevo. Here's the weekend. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Hey guys, how you doing? Welcome to Friday.
I'm doing great. I mean, this rain just sticks around, ruining summer. It's just not swimming weather, that's what I'll say.
It is definitely not swimming weather, no. Is it? Hey, I've got to say, I went into the servo to get a coffee this morning. I totally forgot. The guy behind the counter goes, hey, you don't have to wear your mask now.
Oh, how good.
That is good.
What about that?
Is it weird that I'm choosing to continue wearing the mask?
Yeah. I'll be the same.
I mean, a lot of people are like, oh my God, yeah, it's freedom. But like, I'm still a bit like iffy about the whole thing. I'd still prefer not to get COVID.
Yeah, that's my plan. I don't know if everyone else wants it or whatever, but I'm just going to steer right clear of it I can.
I think there's still some exceptions. So if you're on public transport, hospitals, airports. Aged care, airports, planes, blah, blah, blah.
Most of that stuff. Yeah. I'm just still going to be safe if I can.
Is that a technical news explanation? Are you happy with that?
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
I'm happy. That's good.
News approved.
Are you going to continue wearing your mask, Jess?
I don't know. Probably.
I think you have to pick the situation, right? Like the scenario you're in.
Oh, yeah. Like if I can't socially distance from you, maybe I'll wear one.
Like if we were working in your news booth all in the same room, we should maybe wear one. But
potentially.
Yeah. You're lucky. You get to isolate.
In a tiny room.
I'll tell you who is happy with no masks. Jackson, good morning.
Hello. Yeah, I'm so excited because my skin gets so bad, but I am going to pick and choose. Look, this is really bad of me, but I look at some people and think, oh, I could happily get COVID off of you, but others I think, oh, I'd feel real dirty if I got your gross little lung infection. So I guess it just depends what town I'm in.
Why don't you go to a nightclub tonight and just, you know, take your night off from the marriage?
Yeah.
Make out with some randoms?
No. No, I'm not going to do that. But might just stick to the bougie suburbs for a couple of months.
Jackson's strategy, ready to go.
I love it. Hey, Lads versus Lass is up next.
It sure is. Our ultimate battle of the sexes, and the guys have been doing so well. We're almost back up to equal. So Lads currently on 15, and the lasses on 18. So going into the weekend, let's make it 16. The prize on offer today, how good is this? Tickets to this festival. Fantastic, right?
Under the Southern Stars.
Look at that. We're in unison, guys.
I was just testing to see if you guys would do that.
Maitland Showground next month. Bush, Stone Temple Pilots, Cheap Trick, a bunch of awesome rock bands.
Tickets are worth like $300.
Yeah,
you want to get your hands on these.
Absolutely.
13, 10, 09. We need one guy and one girl.
Do you think you should have known that spiel? Meg just had it right there.
Probably, but she also... she's just got a better memory than me, I think.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is your chance to score a double to Under the Southern Stars, which rocks Maitland Showground March 11. Or you can buy your own tickets if you don't win these ones. underthesouthernstars.com.au.
Rocks Maitland Showground.
Oh my God, does
it
what?
How does it rock it?
Well, I think it's the...
Is it meant to be because of the guitars and stuff?
I think it's the vibrations from the music physically moves it.
So not physical giant rocks.
No, none of that. There's probably a few of them around, but it's nothing to do with the concert.
Hey, let's meet our lad this morning competing for another point on the board and this prize. His name is Jared from Cameron Park. He works for a flooring company. He's married and is absolutely stoked. Masks are out today. Loves his footy. Big Knights fan and says he looks like Kevin Spacey. Jared, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Kevin Spacey, I've never heard that before. Does he miss how he tell you that, or you just it's a self-observation?
No, I just got a rough head like him.
A rough head. Hey, man, let's get into this, okay? You need all three right, potentially, to win this today. Here we go. Question one. Which store sells the Enko brand of homewares? Enko, A-N-K-O.
House, no idea.
No idea, it's Kmart. Pretty much everything in Kmart is now Enko.
Yeah.
All right, two, multiple choice. Which of these is not an ingredient in Garnier hair food? A, banana, B, peach, or C, macadamia?
Peach.
Correct. Good job. One on the board. Question number three. Which American singer has a fragrance called Killer Queen?
No idea.
That is incorrect.
Katy Perry. One on the board. Not too bad, man.
Yeah,
hold
doing
the line.
Good.
Yeah. We're going to go to Debbie now in Raymond Terrace. Aged care worker, notorious for falling asleep at the pub. Good morning, Debbie. What was the last pub you fell asleep in, Debbie?
Oh, probably the Claire at Raymond Terrace.
What happens? Do they wake you up? Do they shake you? Do they just put you in a cab? What's the situation after you fall asleep in a pub? I've never been there.
Oh, it depends on where about to fall asleep in a pub.
Okay.
If it's a safe spot in the corner, they'll probably leave you there for a while.
Debbie, I've fallen asleep in many a pub in my time. Let me tell you, nothing wrong with it. Sometimes you need a little kip, just 10 minutes to reset your night. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get into your questions, all right? Question one, what does the company Chep make?
Chep.
Chep. C-H-E-E-P.
Chep. Okay. I don't know.
Tool? No. Pallets. All right, question two. What stops a regular car using high-flow diesel?
What? Sorry?
What stops a regular car using high-flow diesel?
So what we're talking about here...
Not diesel?
What was that?
Because they're not made for diesel.
Well, that is technically correct, I think. We have to give you that.
Yeah, the nozzle's too big to fit, so there you go. This one is actually for the win, I believe. Which car company makes the MUX?
Isuzu.
We've got a tiebreaker coin toss on our hands.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Okay, Debbie. Heads or tails? Heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads. Flip that coin.
It's tails.
Oh, my God.
Lads win. Sorry,
lads, 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 lads.
You guys have smashed it this week.
Yeah, the comeback is real.
Jared, you are off to Under the Southern Stars, mate. Double pass for you worth $330. Congrats.
Thanks so much, guys.
Happy weekend. Well done. That's what you want at 6:16.
You're already winning by this time.
Yeah.
Good job. Hey, I'm going to get in trouble for talking about this again, but I don't care. So, you know how I was telling you about how I had to take those hardcore laxatives to clean myself out?
Yeah.
I had stomach issues.
Doctor's
went to
order.
The doctor.
Yeah.
They said, look, you've got to take these colonoscopy laxatives that they give people before a colonoscopy, which I'm not having, but I'm having the laxatives. I've been putting it off, and yesterday I finally did it, because why it's so scary for me is that apparently you had to go to the bathroom up to 15 times.
Jeez.
I didn't quite hit 15, but I was up there. I'm going to tell you what happened next. Not the grim details, just the
general overarching
funny little scenarios around it. Like, I couldn't leave, like, my bedroom. I have an ensuite. Every time I even went out to get a glass of water, I was like, gotta get back.
Running
so
back.
So much so, I started like filling up my water glass from the bathroom tap.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I'll tell you more next. The Novos. Hey, I want to talk about yesterday, though. So I went to the doctors to recap last week, and they said, hey, your stomach issues are related to chronic constipation, which in turn was from my diet. So I've been eating like a lot of fast food, a lot of oily stuff, and she said, your cholesterol's up, your blood pressure's up, you've got to change your lifestyle. But what I want to do is clear you out and give you a fresh start. So almost like a clean slate with my health, which is great. So I had to take this laxative that they give to people that are about to go in for a colonoscopy. So this thing is like heavy duty laxative. This ain't just a little, you know, shopping center. No. This ain't some Metamucil. This is an industrial strength, like grease remover. You know when you do, you know, cleaning a driveway, you can use like just regular detergent.
Yeah.
Or you can get the stuff the professionals use.
That takes off rust stains and grease, oil.
High pressure cleaner.
Yeah, it's like putting a gurney through there.
Anyway, I got home yesterday and I thought, oh, I have to do it. I don't want to, but I have to do it.
You've been putting it off for days now. You were supposed to do it back at the start of the week, weren't you?
So I took it. And it was fine. Took ages to kick in, like 3 hours. I even had a nap in that time. I was like, oh, there's nothing much happening. Like, maybe I'm really screwed up. Maybe this can't even fix me.
Or I'm immune.
I wake up from the nap and, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. All I can say
is get
down on all fours and pray because my poor toilet, it worked indeed. Mate, I'm telling you, I reckon I counted 9 visits to the toilet.
Oh, jeez. I mean, not the record of 14 that they said was possible, but still 9 is a lot.
It was so much. So I was meant to take 2 sachets of this stuff, but I only took 1 because I was like, I just can't handle it. I was lying in bed last night and my stomach sounded like the Beethoven symphony. Like there were so many noises. Every time I felt the need to, you also obviously have to stay hydrated because on the packet, this thing says, this product will cause life-threatening dehydration.
Oh, jeez.
Life-threatening.
Yeah, serious stuff, I told you. Anyway, every time I went out to get a glass of water, at the same time, it was like clockwork. It just hit. And you have, it's like you're on a timer. You have under 10 seconds, I would say, to get to the toilet. So there's no like clenching and holding it in. It is get there now. It is coming out regardless. So every time I went out, I felt like I was in jail.
Did you have any close calls?
Yeah. Yeah. One pair of undies.
Oh,
just
no.
A little bit.
A little bit, right.
No.
But hey, I feel like a brand new person today.
Oh, that's good.
You look fresh. you look different. I don't know why.
Yeah, because that's why. Kilos lighter.
Did Harry the cat sense anything was up?
Well, he just kind of, he likes to jump up onto the basin and just watch me when I'm on the toilet. And he just was having a great time yesterday.
He's like, this is my entertainment all day.
Oh, I'm so glad it's done, though.
So this morning, is there any like remnant medicine left in your system?
Well, on the way to work, no, I don't think so. I'm hoping not. So on the way to work, I could feel some like little wind movements happening. And I thought, oh, I was sitting in the car. I was at the lights just about to turn onto industrial drive. So it's like too late to turn back if something
happened. The point of no return.
It's like, should I push this out or wait till I get to work? And I decided to take the risk. Nothing came out. So happy days.
Oh, thank God.
It's really good. I'll never do that again, though. Like, I'm just going to... That scared me into eating healthily and drinking Metamucil every day.
High-fiber diets only for you now.
Wow. thank you. Anyway, that's the end of that saga. I'll no longer talk about my toilet adventure.
Oh, good stuff. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. Thanks.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there is a secret community among us.
Among us?
Not among us. I assume not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know, the secret swingers community.
Really?
Now, yes. You often hear, like, stories, but you go, oh, that's just something, like, is it, you know, that doesn't really happen that much.
Apparently it happens a lot. There are actual, like, secret symbols to identify other swingers. The keys in the bowl.
Keys in the bowl. That's,
no.
That's your favourite.
One of my all-time favourite things to do
is jangle
the keys, because it just explains exactly what it is. In the bowl.
See, that's an obvious, like, a swingers
like if you turn
symbol,
up.
If you will. There are a bunch of, like, secret swingers symbols. I'm going to go through the list next.
How have you known about all these?
I did a bit of research.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of anyone on this team, I feel like you'd be the swinger, Meg.
Why?
I don't know why. I feel like a lot of emo, ex-emo people are swingers. Maybe that's something the emos do.
I think that's more of a goth thing. I was never goth.
Just emo.
Just right. Emo. Yeah. Okay.
That's a difference.
Low-level goth.
Well, remember, I'll never forget the night I was at the Wicco,
right,
having just a schnitzel and chips, and there was this party on, this swingers party.
Yeah.
It's like a meet and greet, and those girls were wearing those tails. I think that, so apparently.
What do you mean tails?
I'm like getting, this is all I know about swinging culture, right? Yeah. Keys in the bowl, and these girls like to wear tails that are inserted up there. Woohoo!
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So there's like, why is that girl walking past with a fox tail hanging out of her skirt?
Right, it's not why. Just it's not just a bit of elastic holding it on the skirt, is what you're saying. It's held on by something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give you the list of secret swinger symbols next.
The Novos.
Now, Meg, you are doing an expose on the secret world of swingers.
Yes. So maybe you've been at Woolies swingers. Or something like that. Someone's buying a box of Nutri-Grain. You're like, I wonder what they get up to in the bedroom.
Do you think that when
sometimes,
you go shopping?
I like, people, yeah, like, I do too. I wonder what they're into. They're probably kinky.
They got some secrets.
Well, there is like a definitive list of symbols and things you can look out for people who might be swingers in case you are a swinger and you're looking for other people to swing with. So apparently if you wear a lot of black jewellery, so black rings in particular.
Black rings?
Yeah. Jeez. I don't really know many people with black jewelry, so obviously I don't really know many people.
I do love a black ring.
Well, I'm not wearing today, but I do have a black stone in my room.
So, Meg, and what colour's your watch over there?
I'd like to say that's grey.
No, that's black. No, I'm pretty sure that's black. We have eyes, it's black.
The other one is if you talk to someone, they use a lot of pineapple and unicorn emojis. Apparently that's...
So that's a secret code for, so it's almost like a secret language.
Yeah, if you will.
So if you're getting all these messages from a friend and they're always ending it with pineapple.
Or unicorns.
You're like, what's the go with that?
Unicorn's a bit childish for a swingers thing, but anyway. a yin-yang tattoo. Have you ever seen anyone with a yin-yang tattoo?
Yes. All the time.
Yeah. I know someone that has one.
Really?
Oh, really?
Isn't that Jackson? Yes. What tattoo do you have?
I'm not a swinger, though. Don't get excited.
Well, this... Funny you mention this, Jackson, that you say that, because apparently one of the other signs is someone who often wears a red cap.
Do you know what, Jackson? It's not... We're not saying that you're a swinger, but other people might think you are.
Though. That's what's funnier.
I mean, that adds spice to life, but no.
Have you ever been approached, Jackson?
I'll have to reflect now. Maybe there are instances where I have been. Oh, how exciting if people think I am. I mean, come up to me, say hello, but I'm not going home with you.
But how many times a week does Maddie wear a red cap? Not today.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, a couple
today.
Of times.
In fact, it's your favourite.
Yeah. Another one is for, like, if you go past a house and you see certain things, it could be a swinger's house.
Oh, like, is that, like, indications they leave out the front?
Yeah. Okay. So if you ever go past a house that has pink flamingos.
Wow.
I don't really... Okay. No. white lens...
What am I wearing?
Hang on a second.
Oh, my God.
Red caps.
So...
Flamingo shirt.
Today I'm wearing... a shirt, which is very out of the ordinary for me, a button-up, like, holiday tropical shirt. And it's a pink flamingo standing on a watermelon.
There you go.
The print of this shirt.
Well, lucky it's not standing on a pineapple.
I'm not a swinger.
No.
When did pineapple become the fruit of swingers?
Well, this poor girl I saw an article about the other day had an upside-down pineapple tattoo on her arm, and apparently if you go grocery shopping and you put a pineapple upside down in your trolley, that means you're a swinger.
So you
and she had no idea.
Wow.
But she had no idea. She just wanted a pineapple tattoo.
Jackson, you were saying yesterday about the bananas at the front of the shopping cart.
Yeah.
That's another sign.
I think that's another sign.
So you're like, is that when people hang them off the front?
Yeah, hang them off the front and then the upside down pineapple. Yes.
I thought, what are you doing?
Well, I just thought they didn't want to get their bananas damaged. Turns out that's not the case.
Who knew? Turns out they were wanting to get their banana in something else.
Well, maybe they do want their banana damaged.
Do you know what, though? Newcastle, surprisingly, this really surprised me when I moved here all those years ago. Full of swingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Newcastle is full of, like, alternative arrangements when it comes to relationships.
Mm.
Full of it, you reckon?
I love how you've noticed this.
Well,
I've
single,
lived here my entire
life,
and I've
single.
Never noticed
no,
this.
No, I'm going to back Maddie up on that. And people you never suspect. There was one couple in my old street that I grew up in, and they eventually broke up, but they were swingers as well. And they used to hold parties. No one ever knew, but, they're everywhere in Newcastle.
Like, it's a private party.
Meg,
what?
Don't tell me. Right. The old days at Toronto, Bolton Point.
Yeah.
Don't tell me there weren't more than two people in some beds in that suburb at one time.
I never questioned and never wanted to know.
I'm sure there was a full room.
None of my business.
People getting real busy.
Just, hey.
Go on grocery shopping again? Yeah. How many pineapples do we need?
I wish I knew this when I worked at Woolies. It would be so interesting.
You can always spot them. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
So Cardi B has weighed in on the Russia-Ukraine situation, so I'll play you that audio. Also, too, the husband of that woman that was killed on Alec Baldwin's movie set has spoken out, and he's not happy.
Ooh. The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
Coronavirus! But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Yeah, producer Jackson here, and you've got the audio from Cardi B commenting on the whole situation over in Russia.
Yeah, well, she's not really known for her political sort of weigh-ins, but she's decided that this is an issue that is close to her heart, so she wants to use her platform. A bit of a long grab, but I'm going to give you the whole thing because I think it's worth it.
I actually want to say a lot of things, but I'm just going to mind my business because sometimes I feel like I have such a big platform that if I don't say the right things, I might get killed. But I'm really not on NATO's side. I'm really not in Russian side. I'm actually in the citizen side because at the end of the day, the world is having a crisis right now. There's inflation not only in America, but everywhere in the world. It's really hard to get the economy back up. There is so much shipments and embarkments backed up. China's not really messing with us. So a lot of things are behind. A lot of goods are behind. And this shit just made it way more complicated. So I'm just really annoyed by this. And I really wish that all world leaders right now just really come with a logical conclusion, but whatever.
So that was a whole lot of nothing is what I just heard.
So, do you know what I loved about that?
Yeah.
She tried to start off really composed and in control of herself, but as the audio progressed... So did her stability.
Well, the reaction's been mixed online, so some people are happy about it, some people are not. I'll read you some of the responses. I'll give you, like, top, middle ground, then bottom. So some people are saying, tell us you know nothing about foreign policy without telling us you know nothing about foreign policy. Other people are laughing because she says embarkments instead of embargoes. But then other people are saying that, you know, Cardi B's showing that she cares about the world regardless of what she knows. She's saying something, which a lot of people aren't, and that's all you can really ask for. So, you know what? I mean, good on her, she's having a say. It might not necessarily be the most coherent or like up to date view, but
I love Cardi.
One of the few celebs who actually does it, right? That she actually just speaks her mind and she can get away with it.
And then, like, you see people like Taylor Swift who notoriously, like, never comments
on anything,
politically. Just, you know, people pleases. I like that Cardi B isn't like that.
This is one thing that they're saying right now because Russia is so controlled with their media. What they sort of receive about what's happening with the assault on the Ukraine and stuff like that, it's all propaganda and it's all brainwashing. So they're saying that celebrities have like this duty to be honest and transparent because they might be the only way to get real messages to like Russian fans.
Do you know what's so fascinating? There was a poll out recently that said something like 80% of the Russian population are behind Putin and this invasion because they've just been fed this propaganda shit for the last few years.
Brainwashed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally brainwashed. So I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, Cardi B could push me down the stairs and I'd be happy with it. So, you know. Moving on, Alec Baldwin. So you might remember when all that stuff happened. It was very terrible. That woman died on set. She got shot. That's still unfolding. There's civil suits going left, right and centre. But he had this to say. He was very quick to cast blame but deflect any from himself.
Someone is responsible for what happened and I can't say who that is, but I know it's not me.
That's just a man that's wiped his hands of any wrongdoing, right? So the husband has finally spoken out. A very composed man. I don't know how he didn't lose it, but he's done a sit-down with Good Morning America, and he is furious with Alec Baldwin.
Watching him, I just felt so angry. Just so angry to see him talk about her death so publicly in such a detailed way, and then to not accept any responsibility after having just described killing her.
He said, essentially, he felt grief but no guilt.
Almost sounds like he was the victim.
So he's just launched civil suits against Alec Baldwin in production.
Yeah, undisclosed amounts, too, from what I've seen.
This will be going on for ages.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely ages.
I respect that because Alec was getting out and talking to the media. Remember, he, like, pulled over, out on the side of the road and started addressing the whole situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These guys are grieving.
Yeah.
So true.
And we'll be grieving for a very long time.
And forever.
I think Alec Baldwin's obviously grieving as well. I think that he just handles things in a really bad way where it's like, I don't know, it's like being a child and you do something wrong or you're not necessarily responsible for the wrong thing, but you've been a part of it and you just blame your sister. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very childish. Just be an adult about it and work through it privately, especially when kids and, like, widowed husbands are involved.
Yeah.
So true.
Awful stuff. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jackson.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM.
So I'm 33. You'd think I'd be a full-fledged adult by now. Turns out that's not the case. I was doing a bit of a clean out of our, got a junk room to a degree off our laundry. And I found two ironing boards in there.
Two
ironing boards. So one a full length, one that you put on like the kitchen
baby
table.
One, yeah.
And then it dawned on us, we don't actually own an iron.
Between the two of you?
Between the two of us, Josh and I, he's 35, I'm 33, we don't own an iron.
Well, look, to make you feel better, I don't either, but, I'm a bit unorganised in life.
You don't wear wear collared shirts.
That's
a lot.
What the dryer is for.
Well, this is what I said to Crevo yesterday, because he couldn't understand the fact that we don't own an iron. We use the trick where we chuck the shirt in the dryer with an ice cube, and that gets all the wrinkles out. It
stings. Does it really, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I find it so hard to believe. An iron is like, if you want, it can be as little as maybe $8.
Yeah.
As if you wouldn't get an iron and make your shirts look good.
We've never really used it, to be fair. And Josh has, like, got anti-wrinkle shirts, I swear to God, because they just don't wrinkle.
What if you need to go to a wedding or something?
Oh, we might have to go out to Kmart and buy one. I don't know. But the last time we went to a wedding, that was the case. He just chucked it in the dryer with the ice cube 10 minutes later.
Yeah,
it was fine.
See, I can't believe you guys don't have an iron.
Surely
it
there's
blows
something.
Blows my mind.
Surely there's an appliance that you should own in your 30s and you don't.
I don't have a dryer, but I just.
That blows my mind. Have you seen how much rain we're having at the moment?
Yeah. You're still out there pegging your clothes?
Yeah.
No. Get a dryer, Crevo.
Come on.
No,
now,
wow.
Do you know why Crevo doesn't have a dryer?
He doesn't want to pay the bill.
Stingy man that doesn't want to pay the electricity bill.
Look, that is a factor, but it's not really. I don't know. I like when your clothes are in the sun, it makes them fresher.
Do you still have one of those old-timey washing machines from the 1830s?
No. Are you beating your clothes with a
not
rock?
Not a Luddite.
Oh, I just don't. You know what that's called says it all.
I just don't have a dryer.
All right. 13709, what essential appliance do you not own as an adult?
Surely no one. I reckon you guys would be some of the only people that don't own an iron.
Yeah, there's other people out there.
It blows my mind that there's two in this room.
To be fair, neither of you own an air fryer yet, which I'm very disappointed at.
Jackson, do you own an iron?
I own a steamer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Even classier version.
The fancier version
but
of the iron.
It's such a necessity, I cannot even believe that you
of
don't.
Of course, right? We've got a steamer as well.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Because you need it. I just don't know how you get through life without having that at all.
Okay, everybody that calls the show today goes into the draw to win a family pass to the Newcastle show happening March 4, 5, 6 at Newcastle Showgrounds.
Yep.
The Novos.
What appliance do you not own as an adult?
The realisation yesterday after cleaning out the junk area in my laundry is I own two ironing boards but not an iron. I don't know why.
I can't believe
We haven't had one.
How do you do this?
Well, as I said, we don't really wear collared shirts. A lot of my stuff is very anti-wrinkle, I guess. I hang everything up. You just don't need it.
I just don't. I can't understand it because sometimes surely you have like a special event where you need something ironed.
No. None of my stuff needs ironing, and Josh genuinely doesn't care.
Well, that's a whole separate issue,
that's
I
what
guess.
It is. But as I said, you don't believe in the dryer trick because you don't have a dryer.
Well, that's
the
true.
Ice cube in the dryer for 10 minutes gets all the wrinkles out of your clothes.
Mark has hit us up on the Novos Instagram at the Novos _ and says, get ready for this, guys. I don't own a vacuum. I use a broom and dustpan and brush.
Not to pick up carpet.
The dust. Not the
same.
Not
for carpet. for if you've got lino or what do you call it, floorboards, sure. But if you've got carpet, you need a vacuum.
Even still, you need a vacuum, right?
I would have thought so. And this is what amazes me. You can get a vacuum for like $40 probably.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people don't have these very, very basics.
Yeah, well, also on that Judy on our Instagram, I don't own a kettle, but I use a pot on the stove. Oh, come on.
A kettle is maybe $6. They're getting cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah, they're getting cheaper and cheaper. I couldn't do that.
I remember as a kid, Mum's kettle broke, and it would always take her like a month to replace things. And we used to have to do that as well.
Yeah.
The old, the tiny little saucepan.
Yeah, you just put one cup of water in because it boils quicker.
Well, when we were kids, the washing machine broke down a couple of times, so Mum used to have to use the bathtub.
The old hand wash.
Hand wash in the bathtub with the broomstick. Try and do our clothes. You didn't go, I just couldn't do the washing. That's what it looked like.
You didn't go to the laundromat?
But we didn't have a car. Oh, so, we didn't have a car, and the washing machine breaks down. We didn't really have many options.
That's probably a more essential thing, the car.
No. Absolutely. Hey, guys, coming up next, I want to talk about something that's happening here at the office here at New FM 2HD. So, you've seen my reaction behind the scenes here, but we have here at the station somebody that I'm calling the Phantom Poo Smearer. Now, it's exactly how it sounds. Every time I go into the male bathroom, I've got photographic evidence of this.
Okay.
There's a big old smear on the toilet seat. Not inside the toilet seat, on the toilet seat.
Now, I thought you were being a little bit dramatic.
I'm not going to lie.
And then you dragged me in there yesterday and I nearly threw up.
This is the kind of behaviour usually reserved for animals.
I was going to say small children, but animals works as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Who is doing this?
It's actually disgusting. Like, it's so bad. I think at this point, somebody is doing it as a dirty joke, but it's too much. We have one bathroom here for the guys at the radio station, and yesterday I needed to use the toilet for that. And I was just, I refused to sit down on that toilet seat.
An investigation.
And do you know what? I'm not cleaning other people's mess up.
An investigation we're going to do next.
Yeah, it's after the Novos. We are on the search for the new FM Phantom Poo Smearer. This is something that has affected our lives quite dramatically.
So annoying.
Over the last couple of weeks when it started. Now, I've noticed, like, a lot of filthy behaviour in the men's toilet here at New FM. So, we share it with, like, all the guys that work here on New FM.
It's a lot of people.
2HD, which is the AM station. Now, as you can imagine, a lot of older people work on 2HD. So, when you think of that, I think incontinence. So, I'm going straight to those guys as my main suspects at the moment. But every time I go in to the toilet, it's around 9:45. The show wraps at like five past nine. I go out, have a coffee, do my thing. And then I think, okay, I'll go sit in the toilet for 5-10 minutes and just get into it. Anyway, a few times now I've gone into the toilet and there on the back of the seat in the exact same spot looks like a big smear of chocolate. The back of the toilet seat. Now, look, there are a few people in this building, right, that like to spend upwards of 20 minutes plus in the toilet. And they're all from the AM station.
Yeah.
They're a bit on the older side.
You guys, when you do go in there, it's very go in, go out.
Well,
very quick.
Who wants to spend a long time at the work toilet?
Well, I saw
absolutely not.
I saw the men's toilet for the first time yesterday. Mm. Look, I'm not going to lie, it's not very pretty.
It's disgusting.
Like, the girls' one is okay in comparison.
It looks like
a prison.
Wentworth falls in there some days around the toilet. There's just the dribs and drops and dribbles and everything.
Stop.
But, like, I can put up with that stuff because I'm like, I'll throw some toilet paper on the ground and I'll just clean it up with my shoe and then kick it in the corner. But I'm not picking it up, of course. But then what's happened, right, is I'm just refusing to clean up this other stuff. Now, I don't know if somebody's doing it as a joke or if they're just maybe too old to reach around to their dot and fix things up.
I'm thinking
I was just smearing on the way through. I don't know.
See, the time you've been saying is very consistent, which means it's somebody else's schedule here.
Yeah.
I'm very confused and I'm very appalled. We shouldn't have to put up with this. Jackson, you've received a call off the air, though, from a listener who couldn't come on air due to her role. What's all this about?
They wanted to remain anonymous, but they just wanted to point out that even in, like, high-up levels of society, that this is very common and it happens quite a lot as well.
Really?
Yes.
So you're talking, like, people, influential, powerful people.
Yeah. So this person is a cleaner, right?
Yep, they clean for the government.
Okay, so we've put a decoder on this person's voice. Here we go, let's roll the tape.
So I clean for government facilities, as in police, fire, ambulance, and other government departments. And the things that we see and the things that we have to clean are absolutely terrible. And the poo on the toilet, not in it, is actually quite a common thing.
Oh!
That's fascinating!
The rich and powerful not immune to being disgusting.
So who's the most rich and powerful in this building?
That's a great question.
None of us.
We're not earning that kind of money.
We think it's somebody in management. Obviously, we can't reveal names here, but we've got our suspects. I've whittled it down to two.
Really?
Two people, yeah.
Will you confront them?
I think I've said it loudly enough around the building and now doing this segment that hopefully they stop.
Clean up their act.
Clean up their act.
That's all we ask.
I'll just let them know that there was a great segment at 7:30 this morning.
You should definitely have a listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
The Novos. Daddy Megan Crevo. To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
The other day, photos out of opposition leader Anthony Albanese with his new girlfriend, and it looked like they were really ready for that photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like, Albo has had a full-on makeover. He had very stylish shoes. He had, like, his clothes looked really good, haircut looking good.
It looked like he went to one of those shopping centres where they have the stylist on hand to take you around to all the, like, the different shops. Find your style.
Or was a contestant on 10 Years Younger in 10 Days.
Yeah.
Maybe Queer Eye.
Quite possible.
Albo on Queer Eye would be interesting.
It certainly would.
Very different look for him. He's got some new glasses, super modern. He looks good. White shoes. He had some, like, country road shoes on.
Yeah.
Looked good. Compared to ScoMo in his R.M. Williams boots and his, ill-fitting chinos.
They're always a bit baggy.
Ladies on the team, question. ScoMo or Albo? Don't say none. You have to choose.
Nah, Albo.
Albo for sure.
Albo's hotter.
Yeah.
Jess?
Yeah.
You have to choose.
Albo.
Not Albo.
No, I said Albo.
Oh.
See, the thing is, if I was in my 50s and Albo was at a pub having a drink next to me, I'd talk to him.
You'd say, there's a good-looking rooster.
Absolutely.
You don't mind an older guy.
I don't. I've got a thing for Alec Baldwin. I don't know why.
I don't blame you.
Is it the power thing?
I think it might be. Can you imagine the power? Could you imagine the power thing if you became prime minister?
It's not sexy though. Like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, but like, I can understand the appeal.
I get it.
Albo would just talk about the South Sydney Rabbitohs constantly.
I'd block it out.
Well, when he was on the show, 80% of the chat was about the Rabbitohs.
I was trying to ask about policy, but the Rabbitohs, guys.
You've called the wrong show to discuss sport.
Yeah.
You really have. I thought we could do up next, 13:10:09, after this makeover, who is hotter, Albo or ScoMo? Forget policy. Yeah. We're not talking about that. This is about purely, has Albo's, transformation changed things?
Every caller who gets to air as well goes in the draw for those Newcastle show tickets going down next week.
13:10:09, who's hotter, Albo or ScoMo?
You know, I love that we really dig deep on the issues here.
Yeah.
Of course we do. That's the sort of entertainment we provide.
Some people will vote on if they think one is hotter than the other.
It's true.
It's just a sad reality.
The Novos.
Hot or not? ScoMo versus Albo. Who is hotter? We'll take your calls now. Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
We all couldn't believe Albo's transformation. We're like, look at him. He's totally changed his look.
He's looking quite good.
The clothing, the haircut, the glasses. He's lost a lot of weight as well. Mm. I mean, it's almost as if he's priming himself for some big event that's coming up.
Now, I'm a little bit concerned because we did put out the Instagram story, the Novos underscore on Instagram. Unfortunately, for me anyway, ScoMo is winning with 67% of the vote, including our very own producer Jackson, who voted on the poll as well.
That is terrible. ScoMo is not sexy. I'll take Albo any day. He's a DJ.
Can I just give my reasoning behind DJ. the vote?
If you must.
Albanese has that old man pursed lip that I just could never kiss.
Mm.
So I just look at ScoMo's mouth and I think, oh, he's got a young mouth.
Question. If he got lip fillers and it plumped them up a little bit.
It's the wrinkly little
there's some surgery that can fix that.
No, because he looks like he has that old man mouth moisture going on as well.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
Still. I think Albo's got so much more going for him. I think he's the glasses super stylish.
Yeah, the new glasses. Jeez.
What is the age difference between ScoMo and Albo?
I'm pretty sure Albo's like 8 years older.
Oh, okay.
So he's really?
Okay. Yep, okay, so there is a difference.
Hey, Kayla's called up on the show. Hey, Kayla, who's hotter, ScoMo or Albo?
ScoMo for sure.
ScoMo, okay.
Really?
I'm interested to know. Walk us through your thinking on this one. What turns you on with Scott
Morrison?
Well, I
think I've seen him in a pair of, like, Budgie Smugglers before, so I think that's what did it for me.
See, I know Tony Abbott was in the Budgie Smugglers. I haven't seen ScoMo.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, so we've got a third horse in the race. Yeah.
Are you just attracted to guys in Budgie Smugglers, Kayla?
I think that's what it is. Yep.
Okay.
And the dad bod, yep.
All right, so take Tony Abbott out of the equation. Now it's back down to ScoMo and Albo.
Still ScoMo.
Kayla likes the dad bod. And you know what? To be fair, Albo sort of losing it if he's getting that thin.
So, Kayla, I've just pulled up the photo of ScoMo wearing Budgie Smugglers. You were correct.
Oh, there is one.
I did see that not long ago.
Yeah.
I put it ingrained in my mind.
Out of Cronulla Beach. Oh, he is something else.
Wearing them.
That's very interesting.
Well, the lead is shortened, though. ScoMo 60%, Albo 40%.
Okay, the poll is changing. Yeah. Kayla, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
There's a few people finding.
So what's the final result?
At this point, on Instagram only, we're at 60% ScoMo, 40% Albo.
Jeez, who knew?
Yeah.
ScoMo the sex symbol. That's something he should embrace as a marketing man.
I mean, looking at those statistics, it's undeniable.
Look, we'll see how it goes later on in the day, because we'll keep the poll up.
Yeah. Keep it running.
We'll just see how it goes.
Birthday Lotto is up next here on the show. Your chance to win cold hard cash for a Friday, $350. All you need is a birthday to play. We pick a month at random, and if your number comes out of the machine, you win the money. What month, Kruber?
It has come up July.
All right. If you were born in July, give us a call.
The Novos. I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
This is back and it's wild. The phones into meltdown every single time. You've got to be quick. 13 10 09, $350 is up for grabs today, guys. The birthday ball's ready here to give a big old spin.
Yeah, we're going to Trish in Warners Bay. She works in pathology, thinks Budgie Smugglers should be banned. Would love to quit the job, rent the house out and travel Australia, putting the cash towards a holiday, but mostly alcohol. Good morning, Trish. What are we drinking on holidays?
I'm a bit of a spirits girl.
Yeah, what kind of spirits? Vodka, tequila?
No, JD or a bit of Bundy rum.
Yeah, you did. I love it.
Yeah,
you're not like me on the alcohol pops.
No.
So where are we going on holidays?
We're going in a couple of weeks. We're going up to Kylie's Beach and Farquhar Park.
Oh, beautiful. Sounds good. We'll have to get you that money then, yeah?
Yes. Lots of fish could be caught up there.
Yes. All right. Well, let's spin these birthday balls.
Let's do it.
Fingers crossed.
Good luck, Trish. Here we go. Around and round they go. Round and round.
All right. Trish, were you born on the 10th of July?
No.
Oh, sorry, Trish.
I American Independence Day, baby.
Oh, on the 4th. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, good.
Sorry, close, Trish.
But no cigar. No.
Playing it again before 9 o'clock today. And please do not miss this big news we've got after 8 o'clock today. You've got to keep listening. We have a big announcement about our next big promotion here at the show and the station. This is life-changing stuff.
Unbelievable.
Would you say
really?
Huge with a capital Y? Huge?
It's absolutely huge.
Huge.
Yeah. We're going to tell you more very soon.
The Novos. The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, my God. We were seeing this story yesterday after the show about this. They're calling it a major administrative bungle with the Victorian Police. 1,000 officers were wrongly sworn in and have been carrying guns and issuing charges without proper authorization.
How many? 1,000.
1,000 of them. The issue stretching back as far as July 2014.
How does this happen?
It's unbelievable. It's kind of administrative error. So that they're not sworn in properly is unbelievable.
So does that mean any of, like, the charges that they laid are, like, void?
I don't think so.
No?
I think they're obviously going to try and, like, patch this up and just fix it as an administrative issue. It's not like they didn't pass their tests or anything like that. They just didn't have, like, the proper authorization in that way, I guess.
So they're going to patch something up for 8 years' worth of damage, really.
huge error.
Big stuff.
I thought it was, like, 1,000 people they did, like, last week or something.
No.
It's over the last new decade.
Yep. This is unbelievable. So I think what we need to do is 13 10 09, biggest work stuff-ups.
I've had a few in my time.
Have you stuffed something up and it maybe cost the company a lot of money?
I've said
or...
this before. So when I used to work at the paint shop, I was like 18 years old and I mixed up a pallet of paint, which is like 40 drums.
Yeah.
For this skyscraper. It was actually Westfield Centrepoint Tower in Sydney. And they painted a big part of it in the wrong colour. So I'd mixed the wrong colour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
When you factor in the labour cost, the product cost, all that gear, like the time spent repainting it, I didn't get fired, which is great.
How much do you reckon?
What you want to do in your first week.
How much do you reckon that would have been?
Oh, 50.
50,000?
Maybe.
Jeez.
Think about it. Like 10, like a team of 10, 20 people.
Painting for it.
All day. For a week or something. It wouldn't be great. Yeah.
Did you like get in a lot of trouble for that?
They never let me mix up ballots again. Because I'm colorblind as well, which, you know, added just a whole other thing.
Like, why do we employ this guy? We should have checked.
Anyway, biggest work stuff ups, 13 10 09. Before we just go to the phones, Jess, where did you get your coffee from? We're drinking this prison shit here, and Jess is in there sipping like a cafe latte.
Are you serious?
Well, you know, some of us are friends with 2HD.
Oh, yeah, that's not us.
That's not us.
You can have their coffee. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, up for grabs for the best caller as well. We've got tickets to Under the Southern Stars.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's like $300 worth of tickets. How good's that? 13 10 09 with your biggest work stuff-ups, or maybe one you saw on the job site.
The Novos.
Hey, 13 10 09, we're after your big work stuff-ups now.
Yeah, over 1,000 police officers are sworn in incorrectly in an administrative bungle, which leaves all of this, like, unknown about cases and all sorts of stuff. Obviously, you know, they passed all their tests and everything. It's just the admin. They got it wrong.
Can I just say, 1,000 people not being sworn in properly, it's not a bungle. A bungle is when you give someone the wrong change at Coles. This is not a bungle.
True. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They're, like, racing to try and put through laws to, like, cover themselves. The whole situation is just no good. I mean, they've really stuffed this up. I don't know who was in charge. They haven't said. But whoever was, big work stuff up. Absolutely huge.
This is good. Let's go to the phones. We've got a few here now. Joe from Cessnock, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. Tell us about your big work stuff up. What did you do?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was someone at my husband's work. He works at a food processing plant.
Yeah.
And one day they mixed the wrong ingredients with the meat and had to waste hundreds of kilos of chicken to the cost of about $30,000.
Oh, no.
30
so
Gs.
They couldn't use it. They couldn't sell it. They couldn't do nothing.
No, nothing.
Oh,
it just had to be wasted.
No.
Jeez. What punishments were involved?
Oh, I believe they were just given like a sort of white sheet. If you get three of those, you buy it.
Oh, that's
like a warning,
it.
Like a warning.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, yeah, in a situation like that, you feel as if there's like errors happening higher up to cause that, or like why is that even possible sort of thing to waste that much?
I think it's just pushing the wrong buttons on, like, there's a machine that dispenses the ingredients.
Right.
Okay.
I think it was just the wrong combination was pushed.
Bugger.
Jeez. Yeah. Big work stuff up. 30
Thanks,
grand worth
Joe.
Of chicken.
We're going to Belle in Palomaine. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing really well. Tell us about your work stuff ups.
Oh, look, you guys are not going to like this one. I used to work for a very well-known winery. I won't name names.
Oh, no.
And I was in admin, and when it was very quiet, we used to just go out to the winery and give a hand where it was needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was instructed to go to barrel number 7, change a hose, and put it onto barrel number 11. I picked the wrong barrel, and it was the director's estate wine that was made with the original grapes from the original vine. Over $100,000 worth.
Belle. God, what happened to you?
I was gone.
You got fired.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Belle.
Yeah. And it was my first job back in the day.
That's some expensive
wine. So were they really angry with you when they fired you?
Yeah, I got, so this big well-known winery, the actual matriarch of the winery was the one that sacked me.
Like the head honcho?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was like her pride and joy.
His pride and joy, oh, you have no idea. The guy was, went green, then white, then red. We told him, it was, looking back, it was quite funny.
What a great story. Wow.
Over $100,000 worth of wine and all of the history that was with it as well. You can't replace that. You can never. Sharon's up next. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, can you top that one, Sharon?
You seem timid. What happened?
I used to work at a private hospital many years ago, probably 30 years ago, and we used to clean the colonoscopes with a special solution.
Yeah.
Put up bottoms.
Yeah.
And somebody forgot to put the activator in it to make it work properly. So people had scopes with dirty scopes.
Oh, no!
So they had to be given antibiotics, they had to be tested and make sure they didn't catch anything off anyone else, and yeah, it was a big stuff.
Wow.
Sharon.
Did that person get fired?
I don't know. We never found out who it was.
It wasn't you, was it, Sharon?
No.
Wow.
What a disaster.
Wow.
That kind of tops Belle's story. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know.
Who gets the tickets?
Vintage wine.
Jackson decided. But like dirty medical instruments of multiple people. That's not good either.
It's not just
I think the medical instruments is a bigger stuff up.
Yeah.
It is pretty bad because it's not just like an eyedropper. You've dropped a couple of drops in another person's eye.
Oh, Jackson, what are you thinking? Sharon
called up. I think the medical stuff up's the biggest one.
Sharon's off to the show. Boom.
How good's that?
Done.
Enjoy Under the Southern Stars.
Very glad I don't have to go into hospital anytime soon.
Hey, no, that does never happen.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? If you ever have to go into the hospital and you have to have that procedure done, you got to have that in the back of your head.
Oh, Meg, please. Let's move on next. We've been teasing you all morning like fishermen down at the harbour, throwing a big bit of bait into the harbour and like slowly reeling it back in from the fish. Hey, we have a life-changing announcement next. Our next big promotion is kicking off on Monday. You might have heard a few things rolling around on air.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you how this whole thing and how it works next here on the show. This is massive for us.
Game changer.
Game changer. Big announcement. Minutes away. Now, we've been teasing this big announcement all morning. Should we just play the announcement?
Yeah, let's do it.
From Monday, one little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked.
With New FM's 100K Wordplay.
Oh, my God.
Wake up with the Novos and keep New FM on all day at work for your chance to play. We'll give you a word at random. Match it with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. And you're in the draw for the chance at a life-changing $100,000.
Yes!
I'm gonna do it again. New FM's 100K Wordplay.
Oh my God.
From Monday on New FM.
Oh, my God.
EMF Fitness Centre. Qatar's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts.
This
is
incredible.
I can't believe we're giving away a chance at $100,000.
So this is how it works, right? We're going to play a little game for you now around the team. We'll do a little competition.
Okay.
So you understand how this works. So you can hit the ground running on Monday. So we've got a word, a predetermined word. So it's basically a word association game. You need to tell us the first word that comes to mind when you're given your word. Shall we have a go?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right, Meg, you first.
Okay.
Your word is ocean.
Swim.
The answer? Baths. No, you're incorrect.
Yeah.
You're not in the draw.
I don't have a chance for $100,000.
No.
No chance for you.
You are next. Your word is mobile. Word, please.
Cafe.
No. It's this. Phone.
There we go.
Jackson, your turn. All right. Your word is butter.
Knife.
Chicken.
No one here.
So, if you get the correct answer, you're into the draw to come to a $100,000 day where you could get the chance to play to win the $100,000 at EMF Fitness. This is going to be amazing. This is a life-changing amount of money that you could win.
Just visualize for a second your bank balance on, like, your internet banking.
Manifest, if you will.
Think about that. Imagine $100,000 gets deposited into that. How it would change your life.
Incredible.
I'm in shock, actually.
This is the biggest thing we've done since I've been here for a few years.
Oh, for years. Like, this is amazing.
Think house deposit. Think brand new car. Think overseas holiday. The borders are open.
Yep. All of that would be possible.
We're talking business class flights with $100,000.
Yeah.
First play Monday morning with us, the Novos, on New FM. And a big thanks to EMF Fitness. This is all thanks to them. They're a great brand. Get over to the gym now. They're actually super set up. It's amazing. Great people working there. The big announcement will happen at the gym on the day, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So good luck, everyone.
Yes.
Good luck, everyone. Somebody could be $100,000 richer.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone in Yui is in with a chance.
Amazing.
Really soon.
$100,000.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg, and Crevo. To wake you up. Together, New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. And now.
105 commercial free up after us with producer Jackson.
Yo. Yes. It's very good, right? Sam Sparrow.
Very good, indeed.
He only had two songs.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Kelly Brianne. she's coming
is
up.
Is she in as Kelly Brienne yet now?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So I found out she's not changing her name professionally to Kelly Brienne.
Here I was thinking the girl from Admin at the Cardiff RSL has released a new single.
Behind these hazel eyes for your Feel Good Friday.
We all love this song.
I think we pressured the music department a little bit too much.
Do you know what happens?
And I'm so happy with that.
Do you know what happens with the boss here?
We say,
you need to add this song. It's going to be massive. Mm. And then they resist. I don't know.
It's a bit too new fashion.
And then they do it sneakily like 3 weeks later and then act like they've added it.
See, we came across with a really good song.
Hey, Jax Jones, amazing.
Yeah, great.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so good. We're going to producer Jackson next as well for What's the Goss?
Yes, so Billie Eilish has showed her cards and given away her type on air, and I'm going to play the audio. Also, too, big claims from Britney Spears that she later deleted from Instagram.
Okay.
I'll tell you what they are.
The Novos. Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
All right, Jackson. Is Britney doing a good old dirty delete on Instagram?
She is. So, she's made a big claim about her ex-management, TriStar, and she's since taken it down because they've taken legal action against her and said that it's completely false. But she said that her ex-managers, and she singled out a woman by the name of Lou Taylor, and if you've watched the documentary, you know she's not a very good woman. Mm. Robin Greenhill as well, tried to kill her at her father's direction, and she says that her father worshipped the ground that these women walked on. She said, I think they were genuinely trying to kill her.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
So how were they trying to do this?
So they haven't gone into detail in the post, but they reckon that Britney's going to detail this in her book that she's just signed $15 million for.
Yeah.
And I would assume it's got to do with those rumours about her management giving her medication that she didn't need to keep her sedated.
Yeah.
It's very, very dark.
Very hectic.
Yes. Poor Brit.
Yeah,
God. She'll be right.
Yeah.
She's currently on a private jet flying to some tropical island right now. She's living life large.
Oh, she deserves it, though, after the last, 12 years, 13 years?
Getting away from
you
it.
You go.
She also took shots at her sister in the since-deleted Instagram post.
Of course. That's like a sport for Britney now, just bashing Jamie
shots
Lynn.
Shots fired.
Jamie Lynn has returned to her TV show on Netflix as well.
Nah,
Sweet Magnolias enough. That my partner... is obsessed with. I just can't watch it with the same sort of sense of like, oh, I just wanna get so
mad. Is she the main character?
She's like a side character that nobody likes in the show, so I get a bit of joy out of that.
Does she try and like take the thunder of the main lead characters on the show like she has with her sister?
No, but she's a pick me girl.
Yeah, the worst.
She wants the attention. They've definitely typecast her. Moving on to Billie Eilish. She's pretty private. Like, I don't really know too much about Billie Eilish. Other than the fact that she's a singer. And she's dealt me a very interesting blow, because now I realise that I don't have a shot with Billie Eilish, right?
So
this is her type. Do you want to guess what her type is?
I reckon it's not what you expect.
I reckon it's a rapper or something.
No, I reckon it's like... the real nerdy guys.
I think Prim and Proper, maybe.
All right, well, you might remember she did the soundtrack for James Bond.
Yeah.
And you got to meet with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Were you nervous when you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yeah, he's James Bond.
He's James Bond.
And...
he's a dilf.
He's a dilf.
Those eyes?
A dilf.
Wow.
She's into a dilf.
Well, I remember that story I told you guys a while back when I was in a taxi, and this driver, who was an older guy, super into Billie Eilish, he wouldn't stop talking about her to the point where it was creepy.
Yeah. That's her target audience.
She's a hot girl, isn't she, mate? You're old enough to be her father. Maybe grandfather. But hey, maybe she's into it. Maybe
that's right up her alley. Yeah.
And Daniel Craig's age, by the way.
But she's
got a
into
touch
it.
Of the Vladimir Putin's about.
No, he does. That's who he looks like.
A little bit. I think he's in better shape than Putin.
I can't unsee that now. He literally looks like Vladimir Putin.
The glass is shattered for you.
Oh, That's broken my heart.
Oh, anyway. I'm sorry, Maddie.
Putin's quite in shape. I'm looking at him feeding his horse right now.
Would you go for Putin?
Something about the bad boy. Oh. You know, he's one of the hotter older poppies, don't you reckon?
Oh.
I'm not agreeing with what he does at all. I'm just saying he's like not a bad looking man. I'm with the Billy Eilish's.
He was very good looking in his younger days, Putin.
Mm.
Who knew? The cute ones.
There you go.
Turn out to be absolute grubs.
Mm. Yeah.
So true. It's
generally the way.
It is, isn't it?
They all hang out on Tinder.
Birthday lotto is up next. $350 it's worth today, guys.
That's right. This is your chance to win the cash super easy. All you got to do is call up 131009 if you were born in Feb.
Okay, the lines are open. 131009. We'll do it next.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday lotto.
Yeah, that's right. So simple. All you need is a birthday to play. People born in Feb is who we're after at this point in time for $350 potentially.
Very easy to win. Hello, who have we got here?
Hi, you've got Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. What's going on for your weekend, babe?
I'm not sure yet.
No big plans?
No, it's supposed to be raining.
Oh, yeah. You can't really do much in the rain, can you?
No, I might just take the kids for a drive. That might be about it.
I like that idea. Well, hopefully we'll win you $350. Ready to spin these birthday balls?
Hell yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Good luck.
Okay, fingers crossed. All right.
Popping out. Here we go.
Were you born on the 25th of February?
No.
Sorry.
Sorry, Lisa.
I know. Thanks you need that playing. Money to put fuel in the car if you're going to take the kids for a drive.
Definitely.
But, you know
good
what?
Stuff. Back Monday, worth $375.
How good.
Amazing. Yeah. Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You yes. too.
Enjoy. It's raining, but that's okay. It's the weekend.
It's the weekend. We're not here.
Absolutely right. 105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off your Feel Good Friday next. Jack.
Jason Derulo.
Love this.
Jason Derulo.
I know, right?
I love the original version of this song by Imogen Heap.
Yes.
Oh, is there another
they
version?
They had a massive lawsuit over this, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon when he got into court, they swore him and he was like, what's your name? He's like, Jason Derulo.
Most definitely.
Janet Jackson. Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
Check out her documentary. If
heard
you can.
It's very good.
It's amazing.
On the list.
Four episodes. Woo!
Hey, Craig.
Yo. Yes, please.
Stop Kingers.
Oh, the days that I used to go to Kingers.
I got invited to Kingers last weekend. I'm like, I'm 33. That is not happening.
Oh, no, you're never too old for Kingers.
I am too old for Kingers.
Yeah, no, you're not.
The debate is real.
Maybe
we go to Kingers together, Jackson.
Maybe.
You look young, quite young.
Well, last time I was at Kingers, I got into a trolley and was hit by a taxi out the front.
Ooh.
I always have a lot of fun there. Maybe we
used to
it.
Go hedge hopping along Market Town. So we got all the hedges out front of Coles.
Oh, right.
And we just jump into hedges.
There's a segment for Monday's show.
Yeah.
Kingers how old activities. Is too old for Kingers?
Yeah. Are you someone over the age of 30 that still loves Kingers?
Oh, good one. Hey, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. You can win show tickets after 11, and Rate the Music is back as well today, a little bit later on. Just prizes galore here.
Oh,
we'll
absolutely.
See you Monday for the first 100K wordplay. Bye.
The Novos.